you about your relationship, if anything, with Jocelyn, your castmate, since the episode aired. I mean, obviously you all have to do promo together. I saw you all at the at the debut, watching party. And I know you all you'd have to be in the same environment. Have you all had a conversation since this first episode aired?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And we've been following her tweets, we've been following your tweets. She tweeted something about the fact that, the both of you were his girlfriend, but I guess that's not the case, since you just said,
Jocelyn is a shit starter, period, dot. I can't, there's no other way around it.
Okay.
Whatever attention she can get, she tries to get it, and so y'all can believe her tweets if you like.
Okay. Now I have to ask this too online, and this is not so nice. People are sort of speculating that, she used to be a man.
She's not a man, Jocelyn. She's absolutely a woman. She was pregnant. She's a woman.
She's a woman. She's not a man. What do you think about her sort of clarifying that by tweeting that picture of herself naked?
I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. I thought it was tacky and tasteless and classless.
Did you and Stevie have a conversation about her tweeting that picture?
Absolutely not. Have not spoken to Stevie.
Okay. Now, you did mention that you and Stevie have a young daughter. I love her middle name. And are you concerned at all? She's too young, probably, to watch the show, I assume, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She watches the Sprint channel.
Okay. Are you concerned at all? She's a little girl now. She's going to grow up. Are you concerned at all that, about what you may be inadvertently teaching her about maybe things that she should deal with men or how her father treats you? Are you concerned about that at all at this stage, or you feel like she's too young?
I'm absolutely concerned about it. I've said it over and over again. You guys can see it in episodes coming up. That's definitely a concern of mine. The message that I'll be sending to her, especially because she's a little girl and she will grow up to be, a woman, and I don't want to send the wrong message to her, and I don't want her to see or think that what he's doing is right and that that's the way a man should treat a woman. I'm absolutely concerned about the whole thing.
Okay. How do you feel, and this is on a little lighter note, a little bit, not so much about that. How do you feel, I noticed that not everyone, but some people or some viewers are critical of Mona Scott Young, the producer of the show, and saying that, Mona and maybe the cast or the entire show is a bit contributing to, the portrayal of women or black women or women of color on TV in a negative light. What's your answer? What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, Mona is a genius. Mona, because this was not scripted and she picked people, and during the course, she never knew that any of this would have transpired, ever. None of the producers did. They were like, we couldn't have made this stuff up if someone paid $1 million. So all Mona did was have the cameras shoot, and what transpired. It just happened to be a ridiculous, way out there situation, and this what it really was. This is a real life situation, so I can't fault Mona or VH1 or whoever. It wasn't their fault that what was going on with us was so off the wall. That's really what it was. They would just capture it in the moment.
Okay. What do you want? And I'm almost done here. What do you want viewers to know about you? We're gonna learn. We're gonna get to cheer for you or yell at you at the TV. You have two more episodes. We have more episodes to come. What do you want at the end of the day? What do you want viewers to know about you?
I mean, basically, you can see it. I fought hard for my family, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to be disrespected. I'm not going to be your doormat. And the fact that I tried. I really put forth an effort to keep it together. It didn't work, and I'm going to just move on. Period.
Okay. A few more questions, not necessarily about the show. Just, I call them like life questions. What's your biggest fear? What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, this is going to sound crazy, but I would say change. You know, when you are so used to doing the same thing or the same thing, and to change it, how scary change will be. Even though change is good, and I know it's good, but it's scary. So I would say, even though I welcome it, it's still scary. So I would say change.
What's your, today in life, what's been your proudest moment?
My daughter, hands down. Hands down, my daughter.
Every mother says that. Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you, she was the best thing that I've ever done. Like, I describe it. And I know it sounds cliche and every mother says it, but that's
true. It's got to be something to whatever every mother says it. When's the last time you cried?
Today.
You want to share, or are you just going to give me today and keep it moving?
I actually was speaking for a young girl's charity, and it was just really heartfelt. And I was talking to the girls, and I cried, they cried, and it was good. It was a relief. It was a good cry. It wasn't a
good cry.
Oh, woe is me cry. It was a good relief type of cry. It was helpful.
Good relief cry. Two more questions. What motto, or would you say mantra, do you live by? Like, do you have like a "to thy own self be true," or, you know, people have their own little thing. What mantra or motto do you live by?
It would have to be, never make someone a priority when you are only their option.
Okay. And my last question is, what do you want your legacy to be? Outside of TV, reality TV, just in your life, in your world.
I think it would be that I raised a really, really great person. I want that my daughter to be my legacy, and just to know that she grew up to do great things and be a responsible and loving and, you know, someone that I can be proud of. And I'm going to make it my business to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.